Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Crazy Chats. This episode is a little bit more lighthearted. I'm going to be reading a Reddit creepy story from the chat thing. I don't really use Reddit often. I just use it for this thing. But it's called Scary Stories, like short stories. So I got it from there. Check it out. They have actually really good stories and stuff like that. I don't know. It's not,
you know who uses this?
Oh, who?
Loey Lane. I don't know if you heard her. She always does these Reddit stories. That's how I heard of Reddit.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know them. I don't know her. Sorry, I mispronounced the pronouns, but I didn't know what their pronouns were, so them is it. So I don't know them. I figured out Reddit because Stephanie Sue.
Mukbang.
I've always known about Reddit, but I didn't know you could like do all that jazz on Reddit, you know?
Yeah.
So this Reddit creepy story is called The Reason I'm Still a 911 Dispatcher. So obviously this person's American, but so 911 is R000 for those Australians. And if you don't know that, then what kind of Australian do you not know that doesn't know about 911? It's literally one of the most well-known things in the world. Anyway, so this story is called The Reason I'm Still a 911 Batcher, and it is, and credit to the user is One Way Mirror One, because they made this story and I want to credit them and I don't want to get copyrighted. Woo-woo. I'm doing a class on that. Yeah. I don't want to get sued.
I feel like this is like Dylan secretly made this story and you'll be like, oh, that's so weird.
Because Dylan definitely lives in America, doesn't he?
Look, this person made the story about 911, so they don't have to be American.
That is true. That is true. Okay. So it starts off with, I'm going to make it because this person, the user, they do it in like the, in the way that they write, in like, I did this, I do that. So I'm going to make it like I'm the person telling the story. I am this is my reason why I'm still an 911 dispatcher.
Well, I can kind of see that.
Anyway, so my story, it starts about a year ago. I started working as a dispatcher just a year ago. A fresh graduate out of college, expecting to work on a temporary basis, you know, and in the near future I plan to move on and like branch out in my life. But yeah, and as a dispatcher I worked for 10 to 12 hours a day, and sometimes I had to work weekends as well. It sounds like no big deal, but sometimes it turns out to be a wondrous I don't know
what. Wait, this story is about a 911 dispatcher.
Yeah, they are the 911
dispatcher. Like someone who answers the calls.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant someone who keeps calling 911. That's why it's been a long day, but I thought it was someone who kept calling 911, like repeatedly being like, oh, yeah. So I feel like you do that.
Anyway. The 10 to 12 hours a day sounds like no big deal. Working one weekend's no big deal. But it's like a big task, you know, every now and then. And it takes a physical and mental toll, and it adds on to stress that, like, you know, handling life and death calls, you know, which it can impact your well-being. So,
well, like, you should know that as well, being prefect.
Oh my god, yes, I was real being prefect. How did I forget? Moving on. So I remained on this job for quite a while, and I worked more than let me redo that. So I maintained this job for quite some time, and it was more than I expected to do. Like, I lasted there longer than I wanted. But, and the reason being was this one hot call that made me love being a 911 dispatcher. And for as long as I can remember, this one phone call, when this phone call picked in, I was like, oof, this is the reason why I should stay as a 911 dispatcher. So I will, in the best of my abilities, try and transcribe this conversation as a verbatim. What does verbatim mean?
People are going to listen to this and think like, oh, that's saying, I'm so stupid. I'm like, I promise I'm not that much. I'm a tutor for a living.
Yeah, and I'm the one that's asking you, what does verbatim mean? You don't.
I'm an English tutor.
Let's search it, shall we?
I mean, we did verbatim. This last time.
Verbatim meaning. In exactly the same words as were used originally. Got it. That's what verbatim means, everyone who doesn't know. So when the call comes in, I answer as normal, like, this is 911, what is your emergence? And for a while,
emergence?
Yeah, that's what you mean, that's emergency? No, that's what they wrote on the thing. 911.
Emergency, like emergency.
Yeah, it's meant to be emergency, but like this dude, this
did
the
he just did
writer
he
just wrote emergency,
like C E or C
N C E, emergence.
Well, this guy's I also didn't know. I also couldn't remember what dispatcher was, so.
So for a while, there's like nothing. There was like, for a brief moment, there was nothing on the call. Like, no voice could be heard from the other end. So I continued and said, hello, what's your emergence? Sir, madam, hello. And again, there was no voice just for a while, just a humming replacing just the static that was previously there. And then I hear a voice saying to me, hello, hello, yeah, I'm listening. Please send help. Please send help. Please send help. And then I go, sir, first you need to calm down.
That's you to me when I have a breakdown every week. Doesn't matter where, if I'm with you, if I'm not with you, you're like, okay, you need to calm down.
Yes, that is true. Because I do believe you need to calm down. Sometimes when you're just laughing too much, I'm like, take a breather.
You say, okay, you need to calm down more to me when I'm dying of laughter than when I'm dying of crying.
That is true. That is very much true. Oh my God. Sometimes I feel like it sounds like I'm such a poo friend, but like, I promise I'm like,
I promise she's the bestest friend I could ever ask for.
I promise I'm all right as a human, but... Oh my God. Okay, yeah. So I was like to the dude, sir, you need to calm down. Like, that's the Lynn family murder dispatcher was like, you need to calm down. I can't hear what words you're saying.
Yeah, but that was a valid reason to not be calm. To see your whole family murder. I was like, you're probably the psycho that killed everyone in the Lynn family, not Robert. Robert's accomplice. Plot twist, Robert had an accomplice.
T, if you haven't heard that one, that story.
Check out episode one.
Check that out. It's not one of our best podcasts, but it's
But it was
out
our
there.
First one.
It's out. Yeah, it's our first one. Yeah. So I was like to the dude, so you need to calm down. Please tell me what's your Perel. Perel? What's that?
Perel? What? I don't understand any of the language in this story. I feel it.
I
really
know.
Makes me, like, I promise I'm not.
P-E-R-I-L.
Peril. Oh, peril is like danger. Like threat, danger.
I promise I can speak English. Yeah. So I was like, what's your peril? Mm-hmm. And then he answers, okay, I think I've been kidnapped.
Oh. Oh. Oh,
I'm going to do a different voice for this dude. I don't want to keep going, he goes and I go and he goes. So I'm going to go for the dude and I'm going for me, you know? Okay. So
we should have just, you should have given it to me so I should read for that guy.
That is so true. Should I share my screen?
Yeah, do it.
No, they want to see our face now.
Is it on Google Drive? Send it to me.
It is.
Share it with me and I'll, and we'll
do it. Don't read ahead though. You'll spoil it for yourself.
I won't. I
thank you. I sent it.
Okay, I'm checking. I'm checking. Okay, should I be he answers? I'll be he answers.
Yeah. So ready? He answers. Yeah.
Okay, I think I've been kidnapped.
Sir, you've been kidnapped? Where are you right now?
Oh God, it's hard to see. I think it's some sort of basement. Yeah, a basement. Please send help. I don't think I don't have much time to speak over the phone.
Sir, where did you get a cell phone?
I untied myself just an hour ago. The main door is locked. I searched around and found my cell phone. It has been broken by someone.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you know where you are? If you can look through the windows. There was a hushing noise on the other end, accompanied by heavy breathing. My drama class is really like bringing out in this podcast episode. I really think, you know, my 4 years of drama in high school really shining.
Helen.
Ah, oh, go Helen. Yeah.
Oh, here.
Oh, and the man then answers with,
I can't see much in here. Windows are boarded, maybe. I can't see anything outside. Please just send the police.
I'll just track your location and send it off to the police.
Yes, please hurry up. He'll be back soon.
Pardon me. Who is he? Is he the person who kidnapped you, sir?
Yeah, I think so. It has been 2 days since I was kidnapped. I'm not sure. He kept me tied in here, but I managed to free myself somehow. And there are others too.
Other people? The man begins to start to sob and continues to answer with,
they all have been killed. Corpses are shackled. There could be more. Oh God, I'm gonna die.
What? There are more victims. Sir, first you need to calm down, okay? Calm down, okay? Tell me how this person looks like.
I'm just laughing because this is how it would actually be in real life. You would just be to be like, you need to calm down. Doesn't matter the severity of the situation. You'll just be like, you need to calm down.
My best friend just got murdered. You need to calm down. Take a breather. Take a chill pill. And then come back to me when you can speak some sentence.
Okay.
Oh, right. I promise you that's not how it would be if I was a 911 dispatcher.
No, if it was me calling, you'll be like, you need to calm down, and then you burp.
Only you, Nab. Yeah, only you, Nab. If you say, it's Zainab Pandrew, and I'm like, oh, hey, babe, you need to calm down.
You would do that.
Okay, describe the man, okay. Man.
I can't describe him well. He wears a black mask whenever he comes into the room. He wears all black, and all he does these days is torture me.
Oh my God, it's kind of sounding like...
I was going to say Dylan.
He full on wore all black, even his hair, to the party.
Dylan wore it to the mall, and he looked like a serial killer because he had a mask. Dylan, so they both had...
But Dylan doesn't have black hair. He has brown hair. He had full on black hair, a black mask around his neck, black trench coat, black shirt, black pants, and black shoes. And he's told me this is what he wears on a daily. And let me get this straight. Dylan wears something different every now and then.
Yeah, with his Jesus sandals.
Yes. No, that's...
onesie. No, but we need to, how are we going to, I don't even know if we can include this in it because he's going to listen to this podcast and even if we bleep the names.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we can bleep out the thing.
Yeah, yep, yep. Got it.
Okay. All right, okay. Yeah. Now you, what do you say?
I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, he broke my leg, cut one of my fingers. He's a lunatic, serial killer. He's going to kill me. Sounds like my knife when I
stay
cut
calm,
onions.
Sir. Wait, what?
Sounds like my knife when I cut onions.
That's sounds cute. Like me when I eat burger? When I eat
burger?
Meat. I don't know.
It broke your leg.
It sounds like me when oh my god, he broke your leg. Sounds like Miss.
Oh my god, she literally fractured one of my ankle bones. And she didn't, and she was like, oh, she's just making such a big deal. Come to school with crutches. It never healed. Thank you. Well, I thought even you and I both have grudges against her. Like, she literally told, like,
she literally called me
everyone.
Fat.
She fat shamed, like, you. Because
I didn't
and
do
other
physical
people.
Activity every day.
Like, she fat shames anyone who just doesn't exercise as much. Like, it's, she could fat shame me for not.
I
exercise.
Did a workout yesterday.
I walked home.
Oh, what? When?
Oh, today he wanted to give me a lift and I was like, I was going to actually consider it. But then I was like, no, I can catch the train because I thought Mark was going to, but he wasn't. And I thought, then I got my mom, I was telling my mom and she was like, I should come pick you up. And I was like, no. And I said, I'm going to catch the train because I don't know. I just didn't want to give him my address for some reason. I just feel like I don't
know
him well enough.
Now I'm so scared that he knows my address at the moment.
He does have your address. We were actually talking about your house today.
No, why? What was he saying?
We're just talking about not like I said I live near a beach and like I said I wanted a spa and then I said yeah, you know, like because Ray, I'm so like Ray, Rachel, they have spas, but then I would love them because I would use it, but then again I live near the beach, but I haven't been going right lately, and he's like what, and then. He was just talking about like the prestige of your house, like the expense, like not the expense, but like the wow factor.
He should go into his house. That looks more expensive than mine. Mine looks more cottage core, I think, with some modern things from what my mum put in.
I think that Connor's is just very.
It's more modern.
Modern, yeah. I think yours is more homey.
Yeah,
but his is modern.
Yeah, if he likes my house, he should go and never come to mine again. Thank you. Anyway, so I tell this dude, stay calm, sir. Can you give me more information about him? Is he still in the house?
He's not home at this time. He'll be coming home soon. He lives alone, I think. Please send help. This guy.
I don't think I typed
this
right.
No, I think the batter is about to die. I don't have much time.
On the battery.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I thought it was referring to the fact that there's not enough eggs.
Well, I made a comment.
Or
why
milk.
Am I making comments?
Yeah, it's like how you wrote emergence.
No, that was literally emergence. No, I promise you, that's emergence.
Yeah. But
I just
batter,
typed this one wrong.
Like the batter was lumpy. It didn't have enough eggs and
you know
cheese.
When you have to make muffins, you sometimes the batter has to be lumpy, otherwise it just won't cook well.
Well, yeah, because they're muffins.
Yeah. Anyway, so the battery's about to die. Continue.
Yeah, okay. So the batter's about to die.
No.
And then the line ends.
No. You have still another line. The battery's about to die and
I said that. All right,
no,
I'll do it again.
Didn't.
I did. He's not home at this time. He'll be coming home soon. He lives alone, I think. Please send help. The battery is about to die. I don't have much time, i.e. the battery's about to die.
And then the line ends. I let a huge
Arid sigh. What's arid mean?
Arid?
Yeah, arid. Whatever that means.
Oh, arid. It's like
I see you typing.
Well, because what I know about it is that it's like I think of dry land, but I don't know. Oh, here it's lacking. Okay, that's talking about a climate lacking in interest.
Lacking in interest. Oh,
that's why I type, because there's two definitions. So arid, I know, is like deserts and dry lands, but then this is like lacking interest.
So I learned a huge lacking of interest. Sigh. And I quickly work on the location, and the police were deployed in no time. And at the time, I just hoped that everything goes fine and this man doesn't screw up. Honestly, emergency calls are a mixed bad of freaky and tormenting stuff that often sticks with you. Later that evening, I went straight home sooner than I usually did. I just had to complete an important task, you know, a much more important task. It didn't surprise me when the next day the man couldn't be found by the police, and I knew that he'll never be found again. Indeed, I knew it better. In retrospect, it's still beyond knowing how did that free himself but himself and got hold of his mobile phone. It's hard to say. I should have maniacal.
Oh wait, hold on. Highlighted. Highlight. Oh, I should have manacled.
Manacled or Sammy.
I don't know. I think it may be.
I'm just gonna say I should have tightened his shackles and most importantly cut all his fingers instead of one. He could have really screwed me up. Nonetheless, he didn't turn out to be much of a problem for me. But even today, I don't know what perplexed me the most. The irony of the situation or my luck? Apparently it was the luck that his call happened to ping my department at the right moment. However, someone wasn't lucky that day.
What?
And that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. Credit to the user, One Way Mirror One. What's your thoughts, Snab?
I'm very perplexed.
You're perplexed.
I'm very perplexed. I'm just sort of like, what? I'm not following, but it's basically like the guy kind of just.
Do you not understand the story?
No, because it was just like.
Okay, basically, so the dude that calls the dispatcher was kidnapped by the dispatcher.
What?
Yeah, so the dude on the phone was kidnapped by the dispatcher. Yeah.
So I thought the guy got away.
No. He was kidnapped, but he was kidnapped by the dispatcher. So that's why he says I should have manacled his shackles, and most importantly, cut all his fingers instead of one. Could have screwed me up.
I thought when you were reading that, for some reason, I thought that was the guy I was reading for.
Why?
That's why I got confused. So I was like, wait, so all along, this guy's telling a story about when he kidnapped someone.
Mm-hmm. He's telling a story about his kidnappee calling 911, and he just so happened to answer that 911 call.
And then what did he do?
He killed him. He killed the dude and he hid the body, and then we don't know what happened after that. Because he's a 911 dispatcher. We don't know. I don't know. It's a story. We don't know. It didn't happen in real life, obviously. Otherwise, this dude would be arrested.
Well, I mean.
Or maybe user.
You know, Cheryl Grimmer's.
Is the 2-year-old serial killer.
Oh my god, that poor girl. Let her rest in peace.
I'm sorry.
laughing at her. I'm laughing at the fact that you thought initially it was about a 2-year-old serial killer. And I'm like, no.
So what's your thoughts on this story, Nab?
I'm just sort of like, what? Like, I get the story. I'm just like, why? That's so weird. Imagine if he actually, like, that actually happened. Like, you answered. And then, like, that's insane.
I was literally just watching a Criminal Minds episode at work today about it. Let me restart that whole sentence. I was literally watching a Criminal Minds episode that's similar to this story. In the police force were killing hookers. And the police force was killing hookers, and they were framing the priest in their town. It's a cool episode. Yeah. That's but like still.
That's like a plot twist of Hustlers. So like the Hustlers go and like drug people to get money, and then the police killed them. Like, can you imagine if like J-Lo and Lily Reinhart and like Kiki Palmer and whatever, Constance Wu were all killed? Like, really? They're too hot for that.
Lily Reinhart had no storyline in that movie.
I know. All she did was just, she was just stupid, kind of. She was just sort of there. Like, her character was just stupid. And all she did was throw up.
All she did was cry and throw up. I'm like, good for you. Show your acting skills.
I mean, she got to work with Cardi B.
Cardi B. I'm more like, she got to work with Constance Wu. I love Constance Wu.
I've never seen her in anything.
Crazy Rich Asians, love.
Oh, I never even watched it. And I know it's really good, but I was like, is that her that plays, is she in it?
Mm-hmm. She's like the main character.
Oh, that's insane. I've just
When I first read this story, I was like, oh, I got shivers down my spine.
Down my spine when you explained it to me. Because the whole time I was thinking, I knew that you said you were gonna read for the person who's telling the story, like from their perspective. But then for some reason, I got confused and thought you were reading for the guy that got kidnapped, and that's why I was like, what? I promise I'm a bit brighter than what I appear in this episode.
It is 10 at night and we're really tired. And I've been at uni all day. Yeah, you have been at uni all day. I've been at work all day.
I walked home.
You walked home. What an effort for you. And it's cold. It's nighttime and it's cold.
Yeah, I was going to take a nap before this, but I couldn't. I was just like,
I'm going to go to bed. Not really. I'm most likely going to video chat Nab. And yeah, Nab's probably going to fall asleep on video call. So probably. I'll let you know.
If Nab slept, I will put a ding noise now. There you go. We'll find out if she slept.
It will be there.
Okay, so that's it for this podcast episode. Hope you enjoyed. It's a bit all over the place, but that's just our personalities. Hope you enjoyed.